www.hoferconstruction.com. KKRN would like to thank Hofer Construction for their generous support of community radio.
Good afternoon. You are listening to KKRN Bella Vista Studios up here on Round Mountain. We're licensed in Bella Vista, the studios up here on Round Mountain. I'm Shane Hutchins. I'll be your host for the next hour. And Locomotion is designed to bring you local music, local events happening up here in the Intermountain area and some stuff in the valley. And today I have some guests in the studio. We'll get to them here in a minute. Well, let me just tell you, it's Mark Dadigan and some of his friends, and they're going to talk about an event that'll be taking place next Saturday or next Friday up here on the mountain. And I hope it's a live open mic night. It's Intermountain Edition 2. We'll talk all about that today and hear some music from the folks that have come in today. We're just going to start the program off with, I was feeling like some road music today, so I brought some in today. We're going to start off with some Jonathan Foster. Got some Red Hot Rhythm Rustlers lined up for you, some Jeff Bright and the Sunshine Boys. And, of course, as always, we'll be playing some local music, and if we can get it in. And if not, we're going to hear local live music and let you know what's going on here. So while people are getting set up here in the studio, let's listen to Jonathan Foster. Going to play a song off his American Highway Live CD, just released. And Jonathan went on a road trip and made a CD about it. And I want to thank Jonathan for getting it into my hands. This is a Miracle Mile record CD. You can go to Miracle Mile Records or jfmusic.net to get this music. And the song I picked today is called American Highway. Thanks for tuning in to Locomotion with Shane. We'll be back in a few. Thanks for tuning in to KKRN, your community radio station.
This is a song about being on the road too long with your thoughts.
Driving on the interstate, strangers decide your fate. They're too distracted to be safe. And I saw a lone buffalo, just like 12 years ago when the band didn't show, so you're on your own. Chevrolet tattoos, what the hell are you gonna do? I'm only 1,000 miles from home. Abandoned railroad track, small town sagging down. 15 years, no flooded fields. We'll breathe it all in, we may never get to do this again. From here to New Year's Eve, well, Mr. Whiskers, he only wanted a whiskey. For crap's sake, tonight we play for free. Off a Welgin bender, I'm the wagon tender on the American Highway. Rivers, trains, and names all headed down the same American highway. We'll drive nice, drive free, smiling back at me, the American highway. On the American highway. Well, brick roads, broken hearts, the dead trees long forgot, floating down the river of America's soul. We'll drive it all night, keep it between the lines across Kansas, just to make up time. The loneliest highway, 50 hot nights, still no whiskey. The radio is singing my songs. Tequila, blues chip, 250 highball to the hip, and Hank's teary beer. Margarita, Jimmy, Bloody Mary, Willie, and Gillian, a whiskey girl. Hayes Wild Turkey, Zevon's Percogin, and George's White Lightning. Oh, I can see all of this lightning. Awful well, gin bender, I'm the wagon tender on the American highway. Rivers, trains, and names all headed down the same American highway. We'll drive nice, drive free. She's smiling back at me, the American highway. On the American highway.
All right. Thank you, Jonathan. And I want to let our listeners know that Jonathan's wife, Susie, is having an event tonight, and it's going to be at the Vintage Wine Bar and Restaurant, and it's the Perspective Sierra Leone Art Opening, and it's going to have featured artists Troy Hawkins, Ursula Guderian, Kimberly Piazza, Sean Randall, and it's going to be, Susie, she's a nurse practitioner over here at Hill Country Community Clinic in Round Mountain, and back in, I think it was in 2014 and 2015, she spent some time over there in Sierra Leone treating Ebola patients, and they're going to talk about that tonight, and the artists are going to be showing art in their chosen mediums about this experience. So once again, that's at the Vintage Wine Bar and Restaurant in 1790 Market Street in Reading. And it starts today at 5:30 p.m. and runs to 7:30 p.m. And I think it's going to be running there at the Vintage through July 4th, the art showing. But tonight's the opening night. So if you're downtown Reading, you might want to check that out. But today here in the studio, I have Mark Dadigan and Stewer. And sorry about that, Stu. And Mark Dadigan, why don't you guys just let me cue up your mics here, and you can say hello to our listening audience.
Hey, thanks for having us, Shane.
That's really Mark Dadigan. Mark is the, what's your official title, Mark?
Community Education Specialist for Shasta County Health and Human Services. But I'm also the coordinator of the Stand Against Stigma campaign, and that's the reason we're holding the Hope is Alive open mic night next Friday night at Billy's Roadside Cafe in Montgomery Creek. It's been this series of open mic nights that's proven really successful, where we encourage people to come share their music, poems, and raps and performances related to overcoming hard times. And it's a way for us to start conversations and enjoy really talented performers who are interested in educating people about mental health issues.
And May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and just fits right in that you're doing this. And you had an event this last weekend too, didn't you?
We had a Minds Matter Mental Health Resource Fair, which is meant to connect people with local resources in the community. We got a little rain, so it didn't turn out quite like we wanted, but it was a good little event, and we're going to be back at it next year. And And May, it's just a good time to remind folks that one in four people every year deal with a diagnosable mental health issue like depression, post-traumatic stress, bipolar, or anxiety. And we all go through difficult times with divorces, child custody battles, things like the loss of loved ones. And we all can use some extra support at different times in our lives.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, those big life issues that sometimes we try to suffer through them ourselves, and most often end up causing more troubles than we're worth. But that one in four, that's a big number when you really stop to think about that. That's, just a one in four. That's, I can do that, man. That's 25%. Yeah, that's and I know if you out there, ever had mental health issues, you know how tough it can be trying to do it on your own. And there's some great people that are here to help you do that. And this the spoken word and the singers and performers and the poets, this is an avenue that helps them get through their dark times and their struggle. And it's a healing. They're using the art to heal. We're going to have a couple of the spoken word artist in the studio here, and I want to introduce one of our other guests. Let's see. Chill Bill,
who just entered.
Chill
the room.
Bill's in the studio, yeah. And hey, Bill, buddy, and what's the other gentleman's name?
Got Lewis.
And ooh. Lewis and Chill Bill and Lewis, they were here last year.
And Lewis is
and glad to have him back.
Lewis is a hip hop artist, and his stage name is Pit Fox.
What was that again?
He's a hip hop artist, and his stage name is Pit Fox.
Pit Fox, that's what it was. Yeah, right. And also we have in the studio we have Stu, and Stu, you're a resident of MacArthur.
MacArthur, right? California, yes, sir.
All right, there. And Stu, let me pull your mic up a little bit there.
Okay.
Yeah, Stu's out of MacArthur, and he's going to play his guitar and harmonica. Stu, you want to start off a song?
Yeah, let's do one really simple little blues, Stormy Monday. I'm sure everybody knows it. Call it Stormy Monday. For me, well, Tuesday is just as bad. Mm-hmm. Well, they call it Stormy Monday. For me, well, Tuesday is just as bad. Mm-hmm. Well, Wednesday's worse. And Thursday is also sad, all right. Said the eagle flies on Friday. And Saturday, I come out to play. Well, I said the eagle flies on Friday. Saturday, I come out to play. Well, Sunday comes around, and I get down on my knees and I pray, oh yeah, oh, I get down and I pray. Eagle flies on Friday, Saturday I come out to play. Oh, yes I do. Well, I said the eagle flies on Friday, and Saturday I come out to play. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Well, Sunday comes around, I get down on my knees and I pray, yes I do. Oh, I get down and I pray last time. We'll be right back.
All right, that was Stu, and you're listening to him on KKRN 88.5 FM, Stu Stewer. And Stu, you've done this before, haven't you? This music.
Played a guitar, yeah, a few times.
Yeah, you're good, boy. You got a dynamic voice. That was very, very good, yeah.
Well, and I think it would be great, Stu, if you told the story of how you showed up to our last open mic in Bernie.
Yeah, well, I saw a flyer, but I didn't really read the flyer, and it seemed like it was a talent contest. And I thought, well, that'd be fun. So I showed up and thinking that this was going to be a talent contest, and I was going to try to kick some butt, I guess. So Mark put me on first, and I played, and then it was just an amazing experience afterwards to listen to the readers, the poets. And I actually, I was very, very grateful and blessed to have experienced it all, but to listen to Chill Bill as an example, as he's here, and it was just a great evening. Great evening. I went away with a lot more than I came in with.
Yeah, right. That's a neat story. So you went there thinking that you were going to a music contest, and this is really about how they use their art and to raise awareness and to help with their mental health struggles. So and you walked away with.
I have a daughter that's struggling with depression.
Yeah, and I think we all have family members.
One in four.
Yeah. So. That's right. When you think about that 1 in 4 number, that you don't have to look around far to see. And if it's not you, it's someone close to you. And
well, there's 5 of us in here. So
everybody raise their hands. Okay. All right. Then,
I was going to say, that number really seems to be true the more I do in the community. And I think, a lot of times people, when they think of mental health issues or they think of a diagnosis, they think of, the folks we see on the streets who are, it's very obvious that they have a problem, and we don't always realize that there's a lot of people who you wouldn't know that they have a mental health struggle, or you wouldn't know that they have a loved one who's really suffering, because it can be invisible illnesses. And so I think, that's one thing that's great about the open mic night, is that it gives people the opportunity to talk about what they're going through in a way that they're comfortable with, when they may not otherwise be comfortable using mental health lingo and that sort of thing.
Right, and this open mic night you have, it's going to be taking place, just remind our audience that Hope is Alive open mic night is going to take place at Billy's Roadside Cafe, which is here in Montgomery Creek, in May 20th, starts at 6 p.m., I know you already have some folks that are going to show up, that show up on a regular basis at these open mic nights or these Intermountain Editions, but it's also open up to anybody else that wants to come in and participate and to see how it is. If you do want to participate, show up and sign in at 5:30. And if you just want to show up and learn more, or, if it's not you that's having the issue, it's one of your family members, and this is also to help you find resources on how you can cope with some of the issues. Because I know it can be frustrating trying to help someone you love and don't know which way to turn when you've exhausted all the avenues that you know. So these guys have put together this really cool program to help people.
Yeah, they're clearing up and cleaning up and refurbishing their outdoor stage over there at Billy's, and it's I dropped by there a couple of weeks ago. It's going to be really nice.
Oh, so it's going to be an outside event?
Yeah.
Oh, that is nice. Yeah, that's this time of year.
This week?
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Okay.
And we'll have some resource tables out there as well, and I'll be there. I'm the organizer of the mental health fair every year, so we'll have people there. If you're looking for connections or resources, we'll be there to help with that as well.
Yeah, that sounds like a great thing to go to. And this is a there's no cover charge for this. This is a show up and enjoy, and free. So once again, May 20th, Billy's Cafe starts at 6. If you want to sign up, be there at 5:30. Let me introduce a couple of the other gentlemen that just came in the studio. Chill Bill. Bill, that's your mic here, brother.
Hi, everybody. Since the last time I came on, what I've been doing, my music, I've been putting out new music. I finally got my YouTube channels up and started, just started posting new music every day and everything else.
Bill, what's that under on YouTube? Chill Bill?
YouTube.com/Billy Riggins.
Billy Riggins. Okay, YouTube.com/Billy Riggins. And Billy, you, what is your, how do you do? Do you do the spoken word? Do you rap? You sing? All of them?
Yeah, I do poetry, but I mostly rap. Yeah, a little update, actually. Last time I was here, I have this app on my phone. I actually do my own radio show, which is on my YouTube channel called Chill Bill Radio Station.
Oh, how fun. Right.
And I play, like, the newest native hip-hop, new hip-hop, and stuff like that. I keep them updated what's going on in music, and I'm going to be doing another episode later on today, but I have to record an interview with Mr. Pit Fox here later on for the next episode. So
Pit Fox being your cousin, isn't he?
Yeah.
Cousin Lewis.
And, yeah, Cousin Lewis.
And Lewis, we'll see. Chill Bill, you've been involved with this hip-hop stuff for a while now, huh?
Yeah, since I've been rapping since I was 13. I'm 17 years old now.
All right, and you're from Anderson?
Yeah.
Anderson, yeah.
I'll be moving to Montgomery Creek this summer.
All right, well, hey, welcome to the neighborhood, Chill. We're glad to have you, man. Yeah. Okay, let's introduce Lewis. And Lewis, gosh, I know Joe Bill just said your stage name.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Pit Fox?
Pit Fox, yeah. It's like Pit River, and the fox is Creator's Helper, so that's where I wore it.
The fox is, what's the fox?
The Creator's Helper, it's Quan.
Oh,
Pit River
really?
People. He's, he always does the good stuff. He's always, the easiest way to explain it is he's kind of like Jesus to our people. Like, he's the one that sacrifices for himself. He's the one that does everything he can. And it's always positive. So that's kind of where that came from.
There's, well, I like that analogy. Yeah, the fox is like Jesus. That he takes care, sacrifices on. Yeah, cool.
But yeah, Pit Fox. And I kind of got to get used to referring to myself as that when I'm out and about promoting my music and stuff.
You're going to have to get a t-shirt that has that on there, huh?
Yeah, so we have a few somewhere.
You're right.
But yeah, my name is Lewis. I'm very honored to be a part of this and to hear this great music that was just played by our brother here. It's remarkable. But these events are amazing. It's nice to be able to, you know, perform. It's nice to be able to see other great performances. But the fact that there is literature and there is information to help with mental health issues is what I think sets it apart from this other stuff and performances and music that I've done in the community. It feels more of a public service than it is just a fun time to just perform and enjoy other great music. So.
Oh, well, that's cool that you really take your own personal art and you step it out and you step out in the public and you make it available for those who are really in need. And I think that adds a little extra to your art.
Yeah.
That's really cool. You guys going to be able to do a little performance?
I can.
Today? Yeah.
Yeah.
We could have Stu play a song while you get it together,
yeah,
or if you just want to play
yeah,
it
off. I'm down with that. I personally love hip-hop, too. I love rap, but I'm like a rock guy. I love the blues. I mean, stuff like that. So, I mean, we'll get some open mic jamming on. I was actually talking to Mark about maybe doing some type of open jam at the end of these shows that we've been doing, and maybe this is a...
Well, you know, I like that open mic stuff. The impromptu performances turn out some really unique numbers and stuff that you won't find usually. So, yeah, if you're a musician or artist and are just a regular Joe or Jill, you're going to want to come on down to this event. Take it away, guys. We'll let you.
Yeah. Well, this song I'd like to do. It's a bluegrass tune, folk. I guess it would be appropriate around here. It's called Coming Round the Mountain, so I just thought of
that's what we were just doing.
Yeah, just coming around the mountain. I guess I'm in tune. Yeehaw! All right. Hey.
coming around the mountain when she comes. She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes. She'll be coming around the mountain, yes, coming around the mountain. She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes. She'll be driving 6 wild horses when she comes. Yeehaw! She'll be driving 6 wild horses when she comes. She'll be driving 6 wild horses, driving 6 wild horses. She'll be driving 6 wild horses when she comes.
When she comes. Come around here, don't be doubting. Coming around here on the sacred mountain, sitting here in the radio, doing all time on the air. Here we go, dude's on guitar, he plays the harp, do it all the time, and it's coming from my heart. Here with Chill Bill, he's my brother, he does this, he's my lover, he's my cousin.
Right.
Don't be buzzing. Here we go, Chill Bill. Right, here we go, Chill Bill.
No matter what. I always keep on the sacred mountain, mountain strong for our people, no matter how I always keep spitting. You always catch me when Pit Fox riding up on the mountain in my truck, no matter how we kick this. And this man over here on the guitar, but it's always I can spit it. No matter what, I won't hold nothing back, and I'll stay true to the game. No matter what, I soared out in 2013, came a long way, now it's 2016. Chill Bill 17 and young, but still rhyming every day.
All right. Come on, Stu.
Yeah. Bring that harp in, brother.
So we'll all go out to greet her when she comes. Howdy! Oh, we'll all go out to greet her when she comes. Oh, we'll all go out to greet her. Yes, we'll all go out to meet her. Yes, we'll all go out to greet her when she comes. So we'll kill the old red rooster when she comes. I will kill the old red rooster when she comes. Kill that old red rooster. Whoa, kill the old red rooster when she comes. Come on. She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes. She'll be coming around that mountain when she comes. She'll be coming around the mountain. Coming around the mountain, she'll be coming around the mountain when she comes. Come on. She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes. All right. She'll be coming around that mountain when she comes.
When she comes.
She'll be coming around the mountain, Lord. Coming around that mountain, she'll be coming around the mountain when she comes. All right. She'll be coming around that mountain when she comes. She'll be coming around that mountain when she comes. She'll be coming around the mountain, Lord. Coming around the mountain, she'll be coming around the mountain when she comes. All right.
Okay, you know, I do believe that's the first time I've ever heard that song with hip hop backup.
That was classic, guys.
That was incredible. Was, you know, being able to
put
lyrics together like that off the top of your head is quite unique. That takes a quick sharp.
That could brain. Actually be the first bluegrass rap tune ever. Right here on KKR.
I think we need to make a record.
That
is collaboration.
That's the beauty of music, and that's the beauty of this event. Yeah.
Cool runners, man.
Well, that's you good. Can see these folks are out having fun, and that's the kind of energy and action that will take place next Friday at Billy's Cafe here in Montgomery Creek. And this Hope is Alive open mic series, it's been organized by the Community Education Committee and the Stand Against Stigma campaign to raise awareness about mental health struggles, substance abuse disorders, and suicide loss. And they're striving to use the art and performance to fight stereotypes and promote the healing and understanding through their medium of being poets, spoken word artists, singers, performers, dancers. There's many ways to express yourself, and these folks have made a venue for you to come and join them. And if you've never had an experience like this, that's what this is, this open mic night, Intermountain Edition, is that it's an experience. And if you've never experienced it, yeah, this is an opportunity for you to do so. I just want to remind our listeners, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to KKRN 88.5 FM. We're a local community, grassroots, all-volunteer, listener-supported radio station. We're licensed in Bella Vista, studios up on Round Mountain, and like I say, we are listener-supported. And if you enjoy programs like Local Motion and some of the other local programmers that come in, you can help keep us on the air by going to kkrn.org and click on that Donate tab. If you haven't taken the opportunity to become part of KKRN's family, you can do so at your own discretion by going to that webpage, kkrn.org. Click that Donate tab. It'll take you to a safe and secure site. And, that's the hardest part of my program is pinching money out of folks. I know I'm the older I get, the cheaper I get. But there's some things that are really, really worth your listening dollars. And community radio, yeah, we're one of them avenues that brings you this kind of good information. And I want to thank everybody for coming up in the studio with me. Or some of the performers for the Hope is Alive open mic night. We got Pit Fox in the studio, Chill Bill. And Stu here is the music man. And boy, what a music man he is. And Mark Dadigan. And Mark is the office of he's the director. The director. That's got to come.
I'm in the director's office. I'm the untalented person here.
That'll be two of us there.
Yeah.
I was talking.
I was just, just from that performance, I think kind of what the guys were alluding to, what's really cool about this is, people from all different styles of performance and music all really relate to this topic and to this theme. And it just goes to show, mental health struggles really can affect anyone and do affect anyone, whatever your background is. And that's why these nights have been so special, I think. So really, in a way, even though we've all gone through these hard times, in a way it can bring us together, that we can share what we've gone through and what's helped us and build support. And, a lot of good friendships have come out of these events as well.
Oh, absolutely. Life is tough enough going through just when everything's clicking along good for you, but boy, it seldom does. And when you do need help, it's getting easier to ask for help now, but just because there's so many more resources out there than there have been in the past, but still taking that personal step, that can be hard. And having a venue like this Hope is Alive open mic night really breaks down barriers and makes it easier for people to have that personal touch instead of, thinking you're all alone. No, brother and sisters, you're not alone. There's a lot of us out there. And I want to thank you boys for coming in and making people aware about this. May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And in the past, when people had mental problems, we just say grandma was touched.
Oh, yeah.
And something like that. But now we're
we just lock them up in the chicken shed.
Yeah, that's right. Keep an eye on them or something. But now with the medical science advancements, there's so much we can do to make life easier. I know that, you have the medication avenue or the talk therapy. And I really, just from my own personal experience, have seen great strides that come out of this talk therapy. And when you do it with music, everybody knows music stirs the soul.
Yeah.
But when you get people together that are going through the same thing, it does make it easier. And
I think bringing people together, one thing that in the mental health field we're starting to understand better is that, people might need some medication, they might need therapy, but having community and having a place in it and feeling like you belong, that's as important as anything. And because of, these stigmas and stereotypes, a lot of times people get a diagnosis or they're having a problem and they just isolate more.
Absolutely
need the opposite of that. And that's when they need more community. That's when they need the community to rally around them. So that's a big part of everything we do, but especially the Hope is Alive
open mic nights. It's really bringing people together and helping build that community for sure.
Yeah, you know, I know that's so very true. The depression end of it, I've seen people that get withdrawn and, you know, do isolate themselves because they don't feel like they're normal and whatever. And it's just almost like the opposite of what we need to do is what we do. When you need to step out and take that giant step and reach out for that human contact, we get scared of it, and it shouldn't be that way. And
oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
And depression can be an awful cycle like that where you need to get out, you need to connect with people, but when you're depressed, every little small daily activity can just seem like a mountain to climb.
That's right. Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. It's, getting out of bed or just doing one positive thing for yourself can be difficult sometimes. And, you know, learning the tools and techniques. And so we got some great resources up here in Shasta County. And Mark and Stu and Chivville and Pit Fox. Yeah, Lewis Pit Fox coming in to let you know about it. Guys, let's listen to some more music. I know people get tired of hearing me talk, or at least I do on that end of it, but you guys can talk. Putting you on the spot, aren't I?
Yeah. Just pointed the finger right at him. What? Me?
Yeah, hit it. You're on, brothers.
All right. Or do you want to also, you could also just talk about some of the meaning behind your own work, too? Or
Yeah. Well, I'll talk a little bit. I'll do one of our songs. But yeah, man, you know, growing up here.
Lucy, you grew up here on the mountain?
No, I grew up in Anderson.
In Anderson, yeah. I consider that part of the mountain. Yeah. The foothill, yeah.
Anderson, and then as a youth, and then, you know, Redding, greater Redding area for pretty much the rest of my life. There's not a lot of positive things that are just out there. There are if you look for them, but when you're young, it's easy to get caught. We're actually talking about this on the way up, about being young and just getting in the stupid things and all that. So I work with people, I work in the community to do my best, you know, to be the, I don't know, just a positive person and try to mobilize people and
right.
You know, for good things. And so with my music, with my cousin Jay Riggs in our group, Pit Crew, there's a lot of things that affect us in life. And whether it's frustrations with, you know, protection of sacred sites and other stuff, or even just the social injustice that is here, not without making it sound too over dramatic, but just the things, you know, fighting for rights and sticking up for letting people know that they can stand up, whatever medium they use. We're lucky to have music. We have a song called Political Assassin, but the line is my mic is a weapon, I use it like an assassin. I think I've said that on here before, but that's true. If you have a voice and you're willing to use it, you can make change. And we hopefully, if people can look into our music, they can see that, cause some of our points are right there. And but sometimes it's just fun to have a creative outlet to help with my own personal well-being and my own personal health. So I don't know. Maybe there's more to it than that, too, but without getting too deep. But, yeah, this song is called Bring the Rain. It's one of the cool songs that we do. And I was actually looking forward to do this the other day in the rain with one of our performances. Yeah, so here we go. Rep Native pride, tell my name in cement. Wintu Pit River are the tribes I represent. Act like you don't see behind limo tent. But we're still here, I won't let you forget. All my natives stand up and be proud. If you know a native song, then sing it loud. Like an MC does, move the crowd. Jump on a native drum and just pound. So much pride, my ways will never die. I spread my wings like an eagle does fly. My feet on the ground, my head to the sky. I think of the past and just wonder why. They try to get rid of us, but we're still here. Bring back the knowledge so crystal clear. So find an elder, see what they have to share, and bring back the power just like a bear. Well, Way out here, way out here, way out here. When I put on the feathers, I dance for my people. When it comes to native pride, there is no equal than learning our language, learning our song. Some people think they're native pride, but they're wrong. It's not about drinking or getting in fights. It's about going to the mountain and finding your life. I know it's hard getting over post-traumatic stress, but the Creator will heal us because we are blessed. Now that's like this, and I'll kick it to my brother. You ready to spit it? Here we go, undercover.
Yeah. We do this for the earth no matter what. We rep our pride till the day we die. Native pride is what we always spit. And with the eagle feathers running up and down the mountains for our elders, they coming back soon to teach us what we have learned and all the knowledge that we have learned. And we will spread it to younger youth to make them understand that the tribes are still here, never gonna leave again. People try to tell us we won't rise again, but the seventh generation revolution will rise for our native pride. Letting out war cries for our people on the earth and let them know that we still here, and for Mother Earth to understand we will protect the earth.
Way out here, way out here, way out here.
Wow, you know, I hope that carried across the airwaves like it did in this studio, because that was powerful. Pit Fox, you gave me chills. that was strong. What is your tribe?
Is Awi is the traditional name, but what is now known as Pit River. So
what was the first name?
Is Awi. That's the traditional name, the real name of the Pit River people. But what is so on Pit River? But that's our real name, so I just try to.
Oh, that's a beautiful. I love that name.
So yeah, Pit River is Pit River Country. Starts here and east and all that.
Well, I know we have a lot of listeners here that are of the tribes, and I know they appreciated that, guys. That was, like I said, that was powerful, and that is the kind of powerful emotions and that you can find that'll be happening next Friday at Billy's Cafe in Montgomery Creek, and that's at 30356 Highway 299E in Montgomery Creek, right across from Montgomery Creek School. And Hope is Alive, Open Mic Night, Intermountain Edition 2. It's this group of musical artists and dance and poetry, spoken word artists, all kinds of performers. It's going to take place, like I say, next Friday, starting at 6 p.m. If you would like to be part of this group or to get up on stage and just be part of the event, you can do so by showing up at 5:30 p.m. to sign in. And if you aren't a performer, I think it would be a good experience for you just to show up and see what a great job that these folks are doing. And like I say, catch some of the emotions that I'm hoping you're feeling over the airwaves. I want to remind our listeners that you are listening to Locomotion with Shane on KKRN Community Radio, Bella Vista, Round Mountain. And, you know, guys, I want to let everybody know, this is new news for KKRN. We're also now getting partnered up with KHTM out of Red Bluff. So you guys are being heard down there in Tehama County, Shasta County, Trinity County. Yeah,
famous around here.
Yes, you guys are doing good.
They recognize us from walking the streets. Of course, they can't see us.
That's a good thing.
Once you start talking, they'll know.
Yeah, it's actually a weird thing to be like, hey, you're a Pit Fox. Or
well, you know, Lewis, I know that Joe Bell told us how people can get a hold of him on his YouTube. How about, what was the name of your
group? Yeah, I'm on SoundCloud as Pit Fox, PITTFOX. SoundCloud.com has most of the music we've released as Pit Crew with my cousin John, J. Riggs. But I also, if you go to my YouTube, we have live performances. Just Lewis Gustafson, man, LouisGustafson. Or you can just look up Pit Fox. You can probably just find my page like that. Probably be easier. But yeah, we put out music. We actually have a new song called The Native Diaz Brothers. Just came out a few weeks ago. We're big fight fans, and so we had to though, so I can be wearing a Diaz Brothers shirt right now. They're from Stockton, for those that don't. But anyways, that's a whole nother. I know. Yeah, I know. And so you can find us on there. We have our music, our live performances. Personally, I think our live performance stuff is better because emphasize things. I mean, there's so much ways you can just, it's not so.
Really? And you're feeding off the crowd when you're live.
Absolutely. And what's cool about, we're lucky because we'll perform to people that aren't even, like we performed at like Library Park with a bunch of other native, or not native, it's the hip hop community. And we'll get people that aren't even there for a show, or we'll be performing at like a little bar or club, whatever, it's the local things in Reading. Or even, you know, we've performed in Burnie a few times in Red Bluff, but people that aren't maybe there even for music or aren't even there to come to a hip-hop show, it still resonates with them enough to be like, wow, you know, we really appreciate what you guys said, and that's so humbling, and it's just kind of like, wow, I don't know. I don't know. Like, even kind of speechless right now, but it's cool. It's cool. We're very, I love performing.
And I think, Lewis, that you should take a little pride in when you're able to help another human being out like you folks are doing. And very courageous for you to step out like that, too. We only got about 14 minutes left. The hour goes by so quick. And
I was also wondering, not to put Stu on the spot, but, you know, after he came to our one open mic night, he, and actually Chill Bill came, too. He came to a training we did about mental health stigma and suicide prevention. So I wonder if you could just tell us a little bit about what that was like. And he's working on a song too, I think, related to that. So.
Oh, yeah. I thought the suicide intervention, as you called it, not prevention, was a fantastic presentation. I learned a lot, and it was shortly got home, and within a week, there was somebody on Facebook had actually had come out and said, if I wasn't such a coward, it would be easy. And it caught the alarms, and then I reached out to that person, and several others did, which was really a nice thing to see. That when people are thinking about suicide, I'm not sure they really want to, but there's a lot of ways to resolve that conflict. And so by coming to that presentation and class, it gave me the, so I don't sit and watch and listen to somebody go, wow, that's really heavy. No, I get involved.
Absolutely. There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. Instead of just going back, well, I got, you know, something's going on there. You don't, no, something's going on. Get involved.
That's right. I think everybody throughout life has experienced something like that where you've had friend or family member that's, you know, there's something that they're suffering with and they don't come out and say it. And it's just, it's uncomfortable when you don't know and don't have the resources and tools. And that's what events like this are for.
So the training we do is called Question, Persuade, Refer, and folks can call me at 225-5970 if they want to learn about future ones or schedule another one. And it's just a 60 to 90 minute training that takes people through some of the myths about suicidal thinking, and it gives people an idea of what are typical warning signs. Some can be verbal and nonverbal. When are, you know, particular events in someone's life that might trigger suicidal thinking. And then it also gives people some ideas about how to start a conversation and then mm-hmm. refer people to help. And you know, one of the big myths out there is that if you try to talk to someone who is thinking about suicide, that you're just going to make it worse or, you know, it's something to be afraid of. But just with a little bit of knowledge, you can save a life. And I like how Stu put it, you know, it's, when you see someone talking like that, talking about life being hopeless or even talking about ending things, you know, it is a time to act. And when we all band together as a community, we can save a lot of lives. And suicidal thinking is something that will subside. A suicidal act is usually very kind of in the moment. And so getting a little support can help people get through it. And you know, then people get through it and they become important contributors to our community and do a lot of important work. And so we'd all miss out if we don't learn about this stuff.
That's right. And, you know, talking about just that, helping that one person that might be contemplating that, not only are you helping that person, but you're helping the generations that follow behind them. I know that the children of parents that commit suicide have a astronomically high percentage of following the same path, and that's really scary.
Yeah, and we also do have a suicide loss support group that meets in Reading every other Monday night called the Good Grief Support Group, and you can look that up on Facebook if you're interested in finding out about that.
Well, you know, we'd all like to go through life happy, but it just don't turn out that way. We do live in a fallen world, and sometimes things get rough, and it's great to have a support group, and Shasta County's got some great resources, and Mark Dadigan, working with the community education specialist, he's community relations and education. Thanks, Mark, for coming up and bringing Chill Bill and Pit Fox and Stu up with you.
It was great.
Yeah, and we want to remind people why you came up, and it was to promote this Hope is Alive Open Mic Night, Intermountain Edition 2. I guess the one last year up in Burning was one, huh?
Yeah, that was the first one up
here. Yeah, and it was a great success. And yes. Go ahead.
Well, they served some tacos also, and so if that's not an incentive enough. If
well, yeah, I don't know.
There was some food and refreshments there, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. So, yeah, that'll be taking place at Billy's Cafe next Friday, 6 p.m. If you want to perform, you can show up at 5:30 p.m. But, you know, these are such good folks. If you show up at 7, I'll probably give you the opportunity to get up on stage.
Sure. And, it's all right if you're a little late.
And if nothing else, you can meet these folks that are out there putting their hearts out to the community. And thanks, guys, for doing what you do.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, what do you want to do next? You want to do another little song?
Oh, I can do a song, or we can let these guys rap. They came a long way to...
Yeah, we're always good. But you know what? I know hip-hop's real popular with the youth group here. And Chill Bill, 13 now, a whole 17 years old. That's
I can help him with rhythm here. Oh, yeah. Well, keep your cadence, you know.
What I would like to say, you know, with the hip-hop thing with me, it actually, I was born growing up pretty bad as a child. You know, my mom almost died in the hospital being born and everything else. It was pretty much a struggle growing up. But hip-hop came to me when I was only 6 years old. And I started listening to a lot of hip-hop, you know, and then by, like, 13, I was like, I finally figured out what I wanted to do, you know. When I first started rapping, you know, I didn't have the flow ability that I have now, you know. When I was just starting out, Pit Fox and Jay Riggs were just coming out, and, you know, I showed them some of my early stuff, and they're like, it's good, but... you need to work on it a little bit, clean up the words, and maybe work on your flow and pattern. And since then, you know, there's a lot of artists out there that inspired me since I was a kid to now, especially my family that supported me through a lot of things, you know. And, you know, I with this mental illness thing with Mark and everything else has really improved on my life. I lost a family member to mental illness. My grandma, my mom's mom, drank herself to death in the hot sun, and it made a big impact. And another death experience thing that happened in my lifetime, my sister was hurt really bad a long time a few months ago. She had 6 broken ribs and a punctured lung when somebody hurt her really bad. So I wrote a song called Madness of All the Things in the World. Let me see if I can remember the words a little bit.
While you're doing that, Bill, I just want to remind our listeners, go ahead and gather your thoughts, or if you're tuning in, where you're listening to KKRN 88.5 FM, a community radio station, and brought these young men up to help spread the word about standing against the stigma of mental health issues. And like Mark was saying earlier, 1 in 4 has something, and gosh, most of us have gone through life with something. even if it's not ourselves, it's through one of our family members, like Bill was just talking about. And gosh, Bill, that losing your grandma, I know that's a tough one to see someone that close to you suffer. And so let's hear what you got, Bill.
Yeah. I struggle with everything times, but all these dark times in this world ain't right. People drinking, smoking, being killed every day ain't right for the earth. It's just madness in the world. The devil wants you to prevail. But every time I walk down the street, I see a man smoking on a cigarette. He might be a little homeless. I might have some change in my pocket. Show some love, give him a couple bucks. But I seen people shot. I seen people robbed. I seen stores robbed. And it's just madness for the world. I want everything right in the world. I don't want to see this madness no more. It's just a mad world. It's just straight madness. No matter if it's for the earth, it's just straight madness. Yeah, I struggled through hard times in my life. Losing family members, it ain't just right. My sister's in the hospital, laid up with 6 broken ribs and a punctured lung. Whoever did this to her wasn't right in the wrong. No matter what I did, I don't need to do nothing about it. I just gotta turn right away, and karma will catch up right away. They'll get what they deserve along the line, because they know they were doing something wrong right from the beginning, and just gotta let this life go on. It's just straight madness for the world. It ain't right for the earth. It's just madness.
All right, yes, that is. There's a lot of madness out there, but you know what? There's a lot of folks that are battling the madness, and that's what it feels like, is a battle, and you don't have to do it on your own. Chill Bill, thanks for that. That was from the heart, and we could feel it here in the studio.
For those that don't know Billy, he's. I was actually thinking on the way up. I was like, he is so resilient with his life and his issues that he deals with, on top of mental illness and mental issues that we all face. For those that don't know, Billy is an inspiration to our family, The things he says is so pure, and it's hard to explain, but I really appreciate you, Billy. I love you very much, and I just want to say that if people, me and John or whoever, we can make music and touch people in certain ways, but I think if Billy could get exposure or something, I'm trying to like not make it so whatever, but he would be a big inspiration to people. And I just wanted to acknowledge that, and man, there's just it's a powerful thing, and he might want, I don't know how much he wants to talk about, but he has cerebral palsy, and he still has a smile. He uses music to help him. He's been doing this for years, and like I said, it's inspirational, and using music is a muse to help you through life is one of the inherent things we have as people, and that transcends everything. That transcends, you know, where you're at in the world, your age, everything. It encompasses everything. Just being in here with Stu doing that song earlier, that's proof of that. And that's what's cool about these events, and this event that's coming up on the 20th is gonna be amazing. And like Stu came, he thought it was a talent show.
Yeah, yeah.
Came to rock it, and
look at me now.
Yeah, and then he ended up checking it out. He liked the issues, the suicide intervention / prevention that Mark is a part of, and it has inspired him. And he went to that training, and he's reached out to people, and that's why these events are important. And I'm very excited, and it's an honor to be a part of it. And you do great work, Mark. And everybody that's in that help that put that program on is a positive thing.
All right, that's great. Thanks for sharing that, Lewis. You guys, we got 30 seconds left. Just about enough time to remind listeners, Hope is Alive, open mic night, Intermountain Edition 2. Poets, spoken word artists, singers, and performers are invited. It's next Friday, 6 p.m. If you want to be a performer, sign in at 5:30. Billy's Roadside Cafe, that's there on Montgomery Creek, 299E, and I get a copy of the show. We do archive at kkrn.org, find the Locomotion page, click on it, and you can enjoy this program again, and Thanks for tuning in to Locomotion Machine. We'll be back next week. Stay tuned for Geezer Rock.
Is made possible by listeners like you and in part by anewscafe.com, where North State news, color, and commentary can be found online. The online news source brings regional writers and photographers together to give news that is positively North State with universal topics too. Found online at anewscafe.com.
Programming on KKRN is supported by listeners like you and the Pit Stop Store, located in downtown Big Bend, right next to the beautiful Pit River on your way to Iron Canyon Reservoir. Groceries, gasoline, fishing tackle, and propane, they've got it all at the Big Bend Mall. Call them at 337-6254. KKRN thanks the Pit Stop Store for their support of community radio.
Programming on KKRN Community Radio is brought to you in part by Les Schwab Tires in Burney. Les Schwab is an independent tire dealer in business since 1952. Les Schwab in Burney offers tires, brakes, alignments, wheels, batteries, shocks, and even automotive parts. Les Schwab is located at 37462 Main Street in Burney. Quotes or appointments can be made by calling 335-2251, or their selection can be seen online at leschwab.com.
Hello, this is Jeff Lindholm, and it is time for Geezer Rock.
When I heard that music, like I was born again, went right to my soul, it was called rock and roll. I started singing, and I've never stopped, but
hello and welcome to yet another edition of Geezer Rock, bringing you the best new 21st century music by your favorite geezers who rock. I'm your host and selector, Jeff Lindholm, and up today we've got our biannual all-live show, breathing new life in